So, as you heard, we'll be observing the appearance day of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in just 2 days. So today is preparing ourselves for that occasion, the appearance day of Lord Chaitanya. So those of you that are kind of newer or like totally new, Gaura means golden. It refers to the complexion or luster of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's golden form, Gaura. And Purnima means full moon. Lord Chaitanya appeared on a full moon in the month of Phalgun or February, March. And his appearance is a festival. So the Sanskrit word for festival is Utsav. And it's a Maha Utsav, a great festival honoring the appearance day of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on the full moon day. And that effulgence around him, that's not the full moon, that's his effulgence. And he's holding mala, or beads, for indicating his practice of chanting on beads. Sometimes people don't like to chant on beads. They just like to chant. I chant all the time. I don't need beads. But Lord Chaitanya didn't need beads either, but he chanted on beads. So we follow Lord Chaitanya's nice example. So there's so many wonderful things to say about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it's more challenging to narrow down what to say than it is to say. But I thought, just maybe to keep it simple, a few things. A little bit, who is Lord Chaitanya? So as we appreciate some of his pastimes, we can appreciate his pastimes more. And then I want to describe a little bit about, within his pastimes, is the exhibition of his divinity. Or not that he was just a saintly person or a very elevated sannyasi renunciate, but he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the omniscient Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, in addition to chanting on beads, or his personal chanting, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurated the congregational chanting, like we were just doing during Arti, with musical instruments and ensemble, everyone participating in chanting, and then dancing, enjoying in a joyful mood the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was speaking with another impersonalist sannyasi, he described like this, that when I began chanting, something happened. I started dancing and rolling on the ground and jumping in the air, and it wasn't a show, it just started happening, and I thought I must be doing something wrong. So I went to my spiritual master and told him, this is what's happening, what am I doing wrong? And my spiritual master said, my dear child, this is very wonderful. And he quoted one verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam that says, when such symptoms as the ones that Lord Chaitanya was exhibiting are experienced, it indicates one has achieved the topmost stage of love, prema, Krishna prema. And this is very good. So his spiritual master said, please continue. So sometimes when people come to the temple, to the Hare Krishna temple, they don't know what to make of all the jumping and dancing and music. And while it's joyful, they don't exactly like, what do I do? But join in the chanting and dancing. And one time, a devotee asked Prabhupada, what should I do if I don't feel that ecstasy? And therefore the chanting is not of ecstasy, it's something else. And Prabhupada's reply was, then chant and dance and the ecstasy will come. So those of you that have come periodically here to the temple, I'm sure you look forward to the Sankirtan that was inaugurated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not just because it's musically appealing, but there's something transcendentally enlivening that takes place. This is the awakening of our dormant Krishna consciousness. This is a photograph of a temple in Mayapur that was, it's marking the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's one of the 9 islands in Navadvip, and it's the central island, or the corolla, the world around which other 8 petals are situated, and it's the center place, the Yogpith, the center place of Lord Chaitanya's childhood appearance and childhood pastimes. And behind the temple is a neem tree under which Lord Chaitanya was born, in a little cottage, a Brahminical residence of, on our left, Jagannath Mishra, on our right, his wife, Mother Sachi, on her lap is little Nimai, named Nimai after being born under a neem tree. So although, like Krishna, when Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago, his appearance was extraordinary. And similarly, Lord Chaitanya's appearance was extraordinary in many, many, many ways. But it wasn't just the astrological configuration of auspiciousness, but because he appeared on a full moon, on an evening when there was a full moon lunar eclipse, as was the custom according to scripture, everyone, meaning hundreds of thousands of persons, went to the Ganges, half submerged in the Ganges water, on that auspicious occasion of the lunar eclipse, calling out the holy name of the Lord, very loudly, resoundingly chanting Krishna's holy name. And that's the moment when Lord Chaitanya appeared. There may have been full lunar eclipses since then, but I was in Mayapur one year, I think it was 1975, and there was also a full lunar eclipse. And I can tell you, it was amazing. It's something like watching people filing into the football stadium when it's time for a football game. Meaning, this, or rush hour and heading for the subway. There were hundreds of thousands of people. Because as the lunar eclipse was approaching, everyone wanted to take bath during that auspicious time. And, well, you know what it's like when there's crowds of people and they all want to go to the same place at the same time. They push. Hundreds of thousands of people trying to get into the Ganges at the same time. And the Ganges isn't docile. The Ganges flows very quickly. I thought people are going to drown. And it's very dangerous. So I went in quickly and got out quickly. Hare Krishna. But I don't know where all these people came from. The heavenly planets or something. Because it's just, it's agricultural fields. Now it's more developed, but then it was just everywhere agricultural fields. hundreds of thousands of people coming from agricultural fields, if you figure it out, where they came from, and all trying to get into the Ganges at once. And it was like at a football game when there's somebody's running with the ball or passing the ball and the crowd goes, rah! You know, and it was chanting Krishna's name like that. And it didn't stop after, you know, the guy got tackled. They just kept cacophony of sound, the holy name, calling very loudly for the whole duration of the lunar eclipse. It went on for about 40 minutes. It was really amazing. And those were the circumstances of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance over 500 years ago in Navadvip, in West Bengal. And he appeared to establish, among other things, to establish the primary means for this age for achieving spiritual perfection. By chanting the holy name, one can receive Krishna prema. So this is a prayer recited or offered, composed by Rupa Goswami. Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Tvishe Namaha. Meaning, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who is more magnanimous than any other avatar, even Krishna himself, because he is bestowing freely what no one else has ever given, pure love of Krishna. And it's a very special love of Krishna. It's Krishna as the intimate residents of Vrindavan know Krishna. Not that, in other words, not that because they know Krishna is God they love him, but just because of his all-attractive qualities. Krish, the syllable Krish in Sanskrit, means to attract. And Na indicates ananda, the feature of transcendental bliss. He attracts the hearts of everyone. And in that all-attractive feature of Krishna, spontaneous love, not the same as the love in Vaikuntha, the spiritual kingdom of God, but in a very special part of that kingdom of God, in Krishna's own abode, spontaneous love. Unequaled anywhere in its intimacy and intensity. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to freely give that, and he came to freely give that through the means of the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. This is a photo of a murti of Lord Chaitanya that Srila Prabhupada kept in his quarters in Mayapur. The first building that was constructed, one room was Srila Prabhupada's room, and in his room was this murti of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and by the side of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, his spiritual master. Srila Prabhupada loved Mayapur very much, and through his love of Mayapur, he has attracted many of us to also love Mayapur very much, because of the magnanimity, the munificence, the mercy that's palpable. You can feel it within Mayapur. That's Krishna, that's Lord Chaitanya's abode or his place of pastimes. This is a verse from the 11th canto of Bhagavatam, where the sages, Navayogendras, are instructing one king, Maharaj Nimi, about the forms of the Lord as they appear in different ages or yugas, and this is a verse spoken by them describing Lord Chaitanya, who appeared in this age of Kali. It describes that intelligent persons, Sumedhasa is the Sanskrit term in the last line, intelligent persons perform congregational chanting to worship the incarnation of Godhead, who constantly sings the names of Krishna. Although his complexion is not blackish, he is Krishna himself. He is accompanied by his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions. So we could speak for an hour on just this verse, as Prabhupada would sometimes elaborately discuss this verse. But it's a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam directly indicating who is Lord Chaitanya. He inaugurated, as it's mentioned here, the congregational chanting, Sankirtan, and he is in the Krishna Varna. He is in the category of Krishna, or he's Krishna himself, but he's not blackish, as Krishna is blackish, because his complexion is golden. His complexion is golden. We'll hear some more on Gaur Purnima Day. But his complexion is golden because he's in the mood of the golden Srimati Radharani. So he assumes the complexion, the golden complexion of Radharani, although Krishna himself. And when he appears with many other associates, servants, weapons, confidential companions. Why? To assist him in carrying out the Sankirtan mission, bringing love of God into the world through the congregational chanting of the holy name. So here's Lord Chaitanya and principal associates, five in number. This is Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda, we'll hear a little bit about Lord Nityananda, but he is none different than Balaram in Krishna's Leela. And he's principally interested in simply serving Lord Chaitanya's desire to bring the Sankirtan and the chanting of the holy name into this world. Every town, every village, every person, everywhere. Advaita Acharya, elder in years to Lord Chaitanya, very, very deep in his devotion to the personality of Godhead, one of the chief assistants or associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gadadhar Pandit, and Srivas. These are members of the Panchatattva. So for those of you that, when you hear this in kirtan, or when we're having chanting, we always, before we begin chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we chant this mantra: Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. There's some of the Gaura Bhakta Vrindas. All the other assembled devotees. So from village to village throughout Navadvip, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar, and Srivas, they all engaged in the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra and ecstatically engaging others in the same. And day after day after day, throughout his time in Navadvip, he engaged all of his associates and all the people of Navadvip in this outpouring of love of God. Very, very ecstatic portion of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Everywhere he went, this was his life and soul. And exhibiting symptoms, bodily symptoms of ecstatic love. Tears coming from his eyes like water from a syringe or a squirt gun. And his hair standing on end, and trembling of his body, and sometimes stunned like a statue standing still, sometimes rolling on the ground, just in externally not normal social custom, but because of experiencing ecstatic love within. This is a painting of Lord Chaitanya going to the house of the local Muslim ruler, Chankazi, with about 10,000 angry Bengalis, to let Chankazi know that he better not stop the Sankirtan ever again. Oh, Chankazi agreed. There's a nice leela connected. And sometimes Lord Chaitanya, like this painting shows, in his mood of separation from Krishna, when he was tasting love for Krishna, he was looking for Krishna, where is Krishna now? And not seeing Krishna, he would feel the intense emotion of separation from Krishna, in love for Krishna. And this is an important part of the teaching of Lord Chaitanya, as was exhibited also by the Goswamis, his followers in Vrindavan, where they were searching for Krishna. Are you here by the side of Govardhan Hill? Are you by the river Jamuna? Are you out in the field herding the cows? Oh Krishna, where are you? Oh Krishna, oh Krishna. Searching for Krishna in a mood of separation. The divinity of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sometimes people want to know, where is the scriptural reference for all of this? I'm going to give just a few out of a few hundred, and you can imagine the others are similar to what you're going to see. One of the Upanishads, a very prominent, in fact, Upanishad, Chandogya Upanishad, speaks of Lord Chaitanya in this way. In the middle of that lotus city is a place called Mayapur. By name it mentions. And in the middle of Mayapur is a place called Antardweep. That place is the home of Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here's a reference from Garuda Purana. In the first sandhya, or period of time, of Kali Yuga, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will assume a golden form. First, he will be the husband of Lakshmi. So Lord Chaitanya, when he was young, he married, and his wife was Lakshmi. And then it says, and then he will be a sannyasi who stays near Lord Jagannath at Puri. Garuda Purana. Or from the Vishnu Sahasranam. Many of you perhaps are familiar with this from Mahabharata. In chapter 189 of Mahabharata, Dhanadharma Parva, it's stated, in his early pastimes, he appears as a householder with a golden complexion. His limbs are beautiful, and his body, smeared with the pulp of sandalwood, seems like molten gold. In his later pastimes, he accepts the sannyas order, and he is equipoised and peaceful. He is the highest abode of peace and devotion, for he silences the impersonalist non-devotees. One more, and I won't unload you with the other 200. The Supreme Personality of Godhead will appear again in the Kali Yuga. His form will be golden. He will delight in chanting the Lord's holy names, and his name will be Chaitanya. And many, many other references from scripture confirming the divinity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, scriptural reference is there to indicate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's position, although one might ask the question, if there's so many scriptural references to Lord Chaitanya, why is it that many people in India don't know who is Lord Chaitanya? And there's a number of reasons, but one of those number of reasons is he is described also in the scripture as Channa avatar, or a concealed form of the Lord. And it was purposeful. because he wasn't appearing as God, he was appearing as a devotee of God. He was teaching by his own example what Krishna taught in the previous yuga, the previous appearance of himself, where in Bhagavad Gita Krishna teaches that the ultimate form of spiritual attainment is to surrender to Krishna. So to teach people how to surrender to Krishna, he came himself, was a better teacher than Krishna. So he came to teach how. So he's Krishna himself showing how to surrender to Krishna, meaning that was his bhava or his mood. His state of ecstasy was the mood of surrendering unto Krishna, and even more specifically, surrendering unto Krishna in the mood of the residents of Vrindavan as they surrendered unto Krishna. And even more specifically, the residents of Vrindavan in the form of gopis and as they surrendered unto Krishna. And even more specifically, Srimati Radharani and her mood of surrender unto Krishna and love for Krishna. So that's mysterious. It's very deep and profound. And many people can't understand something that's deep and profound. So they, if they know of Lord Chaitanya, they commonly think of Lord Chaitanya as a saint, a sannyasi, one who exhibited very wonderful elevated states of consciousness in love of Krishna. But the scriptures of the scriptural references and even more specifically the intimate associates of Lord Chaitanya, they understood his mood. They understood his identity. And in some cases, I'm going to give some examples now, he directly exhibited his divinity. So I'm going to make just a few references to that. Some of them that I like very much. One of them is in relation to Rupa Goswami. And there are some people here who are new and they don't know what I'm talking about. They don't know who is Rupa Goswami. So I'll point out, later you can take a look, on the altar on the right hand side, just below the altar area, there's a picture of six saints. They're associates of Lord Chaitanya called the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. And the chief amongst them, out of all the associates of Lord Chaitanya, Rupa Goswami was the chief. Lord Chaitanya imparted teachings to him. He empowered him to understand everything that he's taught, and then instructed him, you write books that expand on this message. You're hereby empowered. And Rupa Goswami's writings are very elevated, but at the same time, they're teaching the practice, how to perform devotional service in this way that Lord Chaitanya gave, in his detailed explanations with scriptural reference. So Rupa Goswami was living in Vrindavan and Lord Chaitanya was in Puri. So those of you that aren't from India, that's a long distance away. I don't know, it's like Miami and Chicago or something, you know. So long distance apart. He wanted to be with Lord Chaitanya. So he took a journey all the way from Vrindavan to Puri by foot. That's a long journey. And as he was traveling, in his mind, he was composing a drama because he was a literary person. So literary person, like musical persons sing and literary persons write and, you know, business people think about how to make money. You know, each person has their nature. So he was a literary person. So he was, in his mind, he was composing a drama. And the drama was about Krishna. Pastimes of Krishna drama. And as he was traveling and traveling and traveling, the verses would go through his mind, and he was, you know, relishing them and composing in his mind, because he didn't have a mind like we have. He was able to remember things. We have to have a recorder or write something down, but he had a different kind of a mind. So as he was traveling, heading towards Puri, he passed through a village near Bhubaneswar, which is north of Puri. So he was getting close to Puri. He stopped at a village named Satyabhamapur. Those of you that are from India, you'll know who is Satyabhama. Satyabhama is one of the queens of Krishna in Dwarka. He had many queens, and Satyabhama was one of those queens. So the village was named after her. Satyabhama, Pur means village. So he spent the night there, appreciating, thinking of Krishna in Satyabhama, Pur. In his dream, Satyabhama appeared and instructed him and said, "You're composing a drama, but you should make two dramas. Divide the one drama into two, Krishna in Vrindavan and Krishna out of Vrindavan." And the dream broke. So he understood, he had received like a divine instruction. He didn't tell anybody. He was traveling alone anyway. And then he went to Puri. And so now in his mind he's composing two dramas. Some days after he had been in Puri, Lord Chaitanya came to see him. And Lord Chaitanya said, "I understand you're composing a drama, but it should be two dramas. Krishna in Vrindavan and Krishna out of Vrindavan." And right away, Rupa Goswami could understand. Lord Chaitanya is omniscient. It's like he's in my heart. Like there's a form of God within the heart of every living being, Supersoul within the heart of every living being. And that Supersoul and Lord Chaitanya, they're not different. He knows. So he then began composing two dramas. And it's a beautiful, very, very amazing two dramas, Vidagdha Madhava, Lalita Madhava. One day, some of you may want to read those dramas. They're just amazing. They're very elevated, but very amazing. Filled with wonderful spiritual emotion. There are three other occasions where the omniscience, the all-knowing capacity of Lord Chaitanya was exhibited. I'm going to build up a little bit and we'll get to something that's really amazing. Lord Chaitanya exhibiting different forms of himself. So, Lord Chaitanya, as I mentioned, appeared in Navadvip. It's a part of West Bengal. It's about, well, by car ride, about 3 hours, three and a half hours. Depends how many holes there are in the road and how many big trucks are passing. But that's the distance, kind of northwest of Calcutta. And then another far distance away, but equal far distance away, is another place called Ekachakra, where Lord Nityananda appeared. And they're called brothers, not in the, you know, they have the same father kind of brothers, but transcendental brothers. Because, just like Krishna and Balaram, they're eternal associates. So Lord Nityananda appeared first. He was 12 years older than Lord Chaitanya. And on his 12th year, he was also omniscient. He knew that Lord Chaitanya was going to appear in Navadvip. So, on the pretext of taking the service of assisting a traveling mendicant, He left Ekachakra and went visiting many holy places. And when Lord Chaitanya, as a young man, began exhibiting pastimes as a devotee, he left Vrindavan, Lord Nityananda left Vrindavan, to go to see and join and see Lord Chaitanya for the first time in that life. Lord Chaitanya called all the devotees and said, "Last night I had a very amazing dream. And in my dream, I saw a very large personality with a complexion like milk and wearing blue dhoti garments and a blue turban, and his eyes were wild, like intoxicated, and he was rolling his head back and forth, riding on a golden chariot with four horses, and he said, 'Where is Gora? Where is Gora?' And I don't know who that personality is, but my sense is a great personality is soon going to arrive here in Navadvip." So he assigned two personalities, Haridas Thakur and Srivas, to go look, search every home, search every place, and see if they can find this exalted personality. So the next day, they spent the whole day searching every home, every nook and corner, and they couldn't find him. And they came back to give very sad that they couldn't find this personality. Lord Chaitanya smiled and said, "I know where he is." And he went straight to the house of Nandanacharya. And even before he could knock on the door, Lord Nityananda exited the door and stood before Lord Chaitanya. And they both were like statues, stunned, looking at one another. The two lords seeing one another for the first time. Many other nice pastimes happened after that, but Lord Chaitanya showed the devotees his omniscience. Not only that Lord Nityananda was coming, but where he was and who he was. He disclosed to the devotees his exalted nature. Then another time, Lord Chaitanya was announced to all the devotees, because his mood was, "I'm a sannyasi devotee of Krishna." He then announced, I'm going to reveal my identity. Go get a Dvaita Acharya." So where Lord Chaitanya lived, where Dvaita Acharya lived, was a long distance. Shantipur is where Dvaita Acharya lived. So he sent Ramai, or one of the brothers of Srivas, to go find him. Maybe a little difficult to follow these pastimes if you're not familiar with the personality, so I'm not sure how far to go. But one of the brothers, there were four brothers, he went to go find Advaitacharya. Advaitacharya was immediately so happy. Finally, he who has been hiding and concealing his true identity is going to reveal his true identity. I'm going to force him to prove his identity by his omniscience. He said, "Go, Ramai, go back and tell Lord Chaitanya, I am coming very soon. My good wife, please gather paraphernalia for worship. I want to worship his lotus feet in the presence of everyone. But Ramai, I'm going to hide myself and will have to identify where I'm hiding, so he can then have to reveal to everyone he's his divinity." So he went and hid himself at the house of Nandanacharya. And Ramai came back reporting this to Lord Chaitanya, who just smiled and said, "Oh, Advaitacharya, he's full of tricks." He's at the house of Nandanacharya. Please bring him here at once. And Advaitacharya was very happy that Lord Chaitanya was disclosing his position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So many nice pastimes. One I discussed when we were out at Naperville, Lord Chaitanya showed to a super scholar, the greatest scholar in the world at the time, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, after Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya became moved by Lord Chaitanya's association in a devotional way. He showed an amazing six-armed form, Lord Chaitanya, holding his danda and his water pot. Krishna, two arms holding his flute, and two arms, Ramchandra holding bow and arrow. Six-arm form. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya fainted to the ground, seeing this amazing sight. And if you go to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya in Puri, you'll see a form of that six-arm form called Sadbhuj form. Very beautiful. On another occasion, he was having some discussion with the governor of Madras,